Chell Anderson is a North Shore naturalist. She lives here in Cook County and joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hello.
Well, one bird on the water you're sure to see when you're out paddling in the Boundary Waters is the common merganser. And so let's talk about these very special water scooters.
Vroom, vroom. Yeah, they know how to scoot, all right. It's a great time of year to talk about them from a phenological standpoint because they're probably most obvious right now. You know, we see them coming in the spring as migrants and, you know, their males are showing off their fancy plumage and all. But by this time of year, they all more or less look the same. There's some fine differences in terms of color and pattern between the males and female adults, but mostly they all look the same because the males are molting. They've molted their spring plumage and are in the process of growing out some new attire. And they do a lot of hanging around in kind of groups of males who all really seem to have nothing more to do this time of year than put on new clothes, hang out together, do some feeding. Seems like a pretty nice, relaxed life for the males right now.
Well, what are the females doing?
Yeah, well...
They're taking care of the kids, I just bet.
Exactly, and that's another reason why these particular ducks are very visible right now, is that the females are busy moving their broods around, and the mergansers are cavity nesters. So they nest in the cavities made by large woodpeckers, or where tree limbs have busted out and pulled kind of that knot of wood out behind them. And they nest in those cavities near the water, and within a day or so of when the eggs are hatched, 9 to 12 or so little ducklings come leaping out of those cavities and go bouncing down to the ground, which is a sight to see, and then quickly to the water, and they immediately, you know, just follow their mother ducks around. And the females never feed these ducks. They just take them to where the food is, and the ducks, these little ducklings right away are feeding themselves. So that's pretty cool. They mostly are eating, the little ones are eating aquatic insects when they're first out on the water, and are mostly dabbling, you know, so just sticking their heads under and catching things. But within the first week, they are already doing pretty well at diving. And they can expand their diet a little bit more, but they rely, of course, on the hens to take them to good places to get the hang of all these feeding on all these different aquatic life forms that they do. They mergansers pretty much go after anything that moves in the water, including fish. So now we're likely to see these large broods of little ducks or medium-sized ducks, maybe by now, following their moms around. And sometimes there are very large groups because they will often form what are called creches during the summer, where multiple broods will end up with one female. And so you can get 20 or 30 of these small growing ducks being, you know, led around by a single female adult. And she's making sure to, as I said, get them to good feeding spots and also to look out for them, what to be afraid of.
Well, is she babysitting, or is something happened to the other females?
No, it's more of a shared thing. There's also a lot of evidence that females will lay eggs in different females' cavities. So they even do some sharing of the egg laying, you know, into a particular cavity. So not necessarily all of the ducklings in that original brood even will be that females. But once they're on the water, apparently there can be these times when both females are still there and available, but they'll mix up their broods and form these creches of larger groups.
Now, you say cavity nesters, and the one that springs to mind, of course, is a wood duck. Does mm-hmm. anybody else do that?
Well, yes, we have a number of ducks that breed here that are cavity nesters. Besides the wood ducks and the mergansers, we have the golden eyes and the buffleheads and the hooded mergansers. So there are a number of ducks. So cavities are very important for ducks that breed in the northern forests. The common merganser is one of the largest ducks that we see up here. And they often fly in kind of strings, you know, long strings, close to the surface of the water when they're in their flying modes, you know, earlier and later in the year. They have thin, narrow bills, and they're serrated bills. So if you happen to see one or look at a picture of one, you know, the bill up close, or happen to get a good binocular view of one with its mouth open, you'll see this serrated bill. And that serrated bill is the origin of the word sawtooth. That's where that sawbill and sawtooth word, that's common appellation for some of our features around here, geographic features around here, comes from.
And we thought that had to do with the logging business.
Well, I believe it's pretty clear that it came from this this particular merganser.
Well, let me ask you about those, the mergansers. The they do, as I mentioned at the top of the show, that they scoot. I mean, they really move, like loons will scoot across the water. Mergansers do that too. And sometimes, you know, you see that and you think you're seeing one and not the other. But they tend to stay fairly close to shore, it seems to me, because the young ones are, as you said, dabbling. But when you get close to them in a canoe or a kayak, then they all scoot into shore. And that creates quite a scene because, as you said, there can be quite a lot of and they churn the water up and they head for the reeds.
Yeah, they do. And or you know, behind a bunch of rocks, you know, since a lot of our shoreline is kind of irregularly rocky and the water is made little islands out of those, they can get behind rocks. And they can both move their feet, you know, very fast, their duckly webbed feet, very quickly and move fast that way. But when they really need to put on the speed, then they use their wings like you've described and create quite a commotion altogether. But even when they're very small, the ducklings can really go. They're primarily associated with, you know, high quality fresh water lakes and streams. So another reason why valuing our fresh water and the quality of it here in the north is a good thing to keep in mind.
Jill Anderson, botanist and plant ecologist, thanks for helping us understand common mergansers.
You're welcome.